Ryan's eyes slowly opened, closed, and opened again. It took a little bit for him to realize that he had been dreaming. The room he was in was very dark. A small half-sphere hovered above him. Very dim multicolored lights swirled over his head and then floated back down along his body. Ryan moved his head around a little to try and get a look around the room. Okay, he thought. I have no idea where I am, and there is a strange light hovering over my body. Stay calm and don't panic. Ryan went to move his arms and found that they were pinned down. He tried to force them, but they were shackled at the wrist somehow. Lifting his head up, he gazed around the room and noticed the figure in the chair. Jennifer? Asked Ryan. He knew that any time he was in a hospital, his wife was there to greet him. Kat's head popped up, and she rose as she heard him speak. Lights 50%, said Kat. The dim room lit up accordingly. Ryan tried to hide his eyes with his hands, but forgot they were somehow bound. He squinted until he started getting used to the light. He saw Kat standing at his bedside. Her hair was a little messy, and had green and blue streaks running through it. The green and blue striped glove on her left hand stood out against the white of her lab coat. She was attractive, but she was not the person he was expecting or wanted to see. Kat stood staring, not sure what to say. I'm not sure what is going on, but I would like to see my wife. Is she here? Do you know who you are? Replied Kat, ignoring his request. Oh my God, it was that bad of an accident? Or was it a heart attack? My father said when he woke up from quadruple bypass that his hands were bound so he wouldn't grab at any hoses in his chest. Ryan quickly looked down and saw no hoses. Good, not a heart attack. No, it was not an accident or heart attack. I just need to know. Do you know who you are? Yes. I am Ryan Stephen Hunt.
That is good.
And you are?
I am Dr. Catalina Winslow, but most people call me Dr. Cat.
I do not recall you being part of the medical practice. What happened to me?
What is the last thing you recall?
Actually, I would like to see my wife first. If she is not here, can you please call her? Tell her I'm awake. I need to see her, and...
Kat saw his face go from inquisitive to blank. What's wrong? Asked Kat. My wife. She's not here because she's dead. I recall her passing away. She was 85 years old.
Something is not right. Where am I? What is going on?